I'm AJ Legault, an investigative reporter in Minneapolis. My city was on fire. George Floyd had just been killed days before.
I can't breathe.
Get him off the ground, bro.
When I got a tip, if you really want to shine a light on needless deaths, take a look at how medical and mental health care is provided in Minnesota jails. I couldn't have imagined just what our investigation would reveal.
Found the note that he wrote.
A message from the grave exposing a deadly pattern.
I wouldn't treat my worst enemy this way.
Basic medical and mental health care denied.
He was neglected, abused, and murdered. Medically neglected, abused. Till his death.
No one deserves to die like that so young, on a cold concrete floor.
Pleas for help.
Don't leave me in here.
Ignored.
Yes, I'm in so much pain.
Ignored until too late.
Did this look like a man who was faking?
No. It looks like a man that was suffering and that was sick, that was dying.
Could he even stand up?
He couldn't even stand up. He could barely talk. He could still cry.
Suicide rates soaring far beyond the national average.
These suicides are becoming epidemic.
What's the common denominator?
Well, the failure to treat prisoners as human beings.
Was denied the type of treatment he needed, and now I no longer have a son.
Our multi-year investigation exposed, records falsified.
Are you saying records were changed after she died?
Yes.
Investigations botched.
I'm sorry for your loss. But right now we're investigating the death of Abby.
A for-profit jail medical company tied to suspicious deaths.
It was like a nightmare. It really, truly was. What happened to him is unconscionable.
And a state ignoring whistleblower warnings.
I felt like I had witnessed a murder. And I resigned immediately.
Cruel and Unusual, coming November 14th, wherever you listen to podcasts.